Hello, dear brilliant, amazing woman, and welcome to your Embracing Your Superpowers to Catalyze Your Success guided meditation. Before we start, make sure you're someplace where it's safe to close your eyes, where you're not driving or operating any kind of machinery. And I encourage you to find a quiet, safe place where you can comfortably sit down and relax, a place with as little distraction as possible. And have a journal or notebook and something to write with for taking notes. And let's begin. I invite you to close your eyes now and begin to take in some deep, nourishing breaths. And as you breathe, on the inhale, allow your belly to expand open like a balloon, followed by your chest opening, letting in as much air as possible, then slowly exhale. You may know this kind of breathing as belly breathing. And now, as you continue belly breathing, begin to count as you inhale, taking in as much air as you can. And when you've taken in as much air as you can, pause, count to two, then exhale slowly, slower than your inhale, counting as you do. And when you've exhaled, pause and count to two. Then inhale again. Take the time now to do this three times, three full belly breaths, counting as you go. Now let your breathing once again become natural and regular and easy. And we're going to relax more deeply now. Just letting go of whatever has been the swirl of your day up until now. Putting all of this to the side. Anything that might be pulling on you for your attention, just put it all to the side. It can wait. And continuing to take in some nice, deep, nourishing breaths. Imagine the breath is nourishing every cell in your body. And taking a scan of your body, just notice if there's anywhere where you're holding tension, where tension doesn't actually need to be right now. And if you find that kind of tension anywhere, take a deep breath in. And while you do that, tighten up that spot as tight as you can. And on the exhale, let it go. And breathe as if you could breathe all the way down to your hips, down to your low belly, down your legs, out the soles of your feet, and into the earth. And now just allowing your entire body to soften. And just ever so slightly melt, allowing all the muscles in your face to soften and relax, and your eyes to become like pools of cool water in their sockets. And now, all the energy and attention that you give to others. Just scoop up all of that and bring it back to yourself. Turning toward yourself, giving yourself the deep care, compassion, attention that you give to others. You, this brilliant, beautiful, and totally unique spark of life, this spark of all there is. You are made from the stars. You are meant to be here. All of life wants you here, wants your presence. By your very existence and beingness, you are enough. And there is no one like you on the planet. Never has been, never will be. You are totally unique. And your very presence blesses our world. And you are here for a purpose, to give your unique gifts. I invite you to connect with the powerful woman you already are, connecting with your essence. What is your unique essence? What are the qualities that make up who you are? What do people reflect back that they appreciate about who you are? Take a moment to connect with a time in your life when you felt fully alive and expressed in your power and on purpose. Notice the qualities that were present in who you were being. What essence qualities were being expressed? If you'd like to take a moment to write down what came to you, do so with as little effort as possible. You may even want to pause the meditation while you allow yourself to write down whatever has come to you. And just taking a moment to breathe all of that in, the beauty of who you are. And now inviting you to connect with the things that you do easily, without effort. The things you are excellent at, but that you most take for granted. These are probably things you do that others appreciate you for. These are your gifts, your talents, the things people reflect back to you with a big wow, such as, you always say just the right thing I need to hear. Or, you always make me laugh. I love your wit. Or, you grow the most beautiful flowers and wonderful fruits and vegetables. So, maybe you are naturally a phenomenal coach or caregiver, or you are a great storyteller and communicator, or you have a wonderful way with words and humor, or you are an incredible gardener. Whatever it might be, it comes pretty easily for you, but not for others. This is your genius. And by becoming aware of these, you'll begin to value them more and discover ways of leveraging them into the work you're called to do even more fully. So what is it that you most love to do? What is it that you're doing when you are at your best? Just taking a moment to reflect and writing down the gifts that you're aware of. You can pause the meditation if you need to do that. And now, inviting you to think on your life experience, both your personal and your professional experience, because your life experience has given you special skills and insights into aspects of the human experience that are rare and unique. And these are often hidden until you harvest them. Imagine now that you are mining for the gold of your life's journey. These incredible pearls of wisdom, jewels of awareness, insight. What are the unique abilities and strengths that you have gained from your professional experience? What has your education and training been in? And your personal experience now? What roles have you been inside of? Are you a mother? A stepmother? A wife? Were you adopted? Are you an immigrant? How has your gender, sexuality, ethnicity shaped your life experience, and what superpowers have come from this? Have you experienced devastating loss in your life? Or have you come through an incredible challenge where it felt like all the odds were against you? Have you experienced a health challenge, a money challenge, a relationship challenge? What are the things that broke your heart open wide, allowing for you to cultivate deep compassion for others? All of your life experience prepares you to serve others. And it can point you to the audience for whom you have medicine. I invite you to take a moment now to write down anything that has come to you about your life experience, the superpowered jewels you've mined from it. Pause the meditation if you need to. I invite you to imagine that you are walking through a field, a vast, open, expansive field, somewhere in nature where there is awe-inspiring beauty and majesty. The air is perfect, with a beautiful fragrance. And as you walk through the field in the distance, I invite you to imagine seeing across the field someone walking toward you from the other side. I invite you to expand and open as this person is walking toward you. And imagine extending your arms in front of you, walking towards her, as her hands are also extended up towards yours. And keep walking together until your hands touch. And as you join with her, you realize this is your future self. She is the realized, fully expressed you. She is beaming, smiling, and proud of you. And she has a message, a gift for you, to support you in embracing all that you've become aware of today and catalyzing your success. And she may show you an image. She may give you a symbol. She may whisper into your ear what that is. And I invite you to just open and receive it. And now taking it into your heart. And in this field of connection with your future self, I invite you to become curious about what she's offering as inspiration and support for your work, your business, your unique contribution, and writing it down. Just taking a few moments here to write it down. Don't overthink it. Whatever comes, just be curious. And you can pause the meditation if you need to. And just inviting you to once again place your hands on your heart. What's the sense you have of who you are? And what is it that you are here to give? And who are you uniquely poised to serve? Your essence, genius, and life experience are your superpowers. Embracing them is key to your success. And so it is.